My name is Grant Sims. Good morning.
早上好，这位是 Grant 弟兄。
I'm a seminarian at Westminster Seminary, California, and a member of Christ Reformed Church, just right next door.
Grant 弟兄来自加州西敏神学院，同时也是基督改革教会的成员。
Thank you so much for welcoming me here and allowing me to expound the Word of God for you all.
非常感谢你们今天欢迎我来到这里，让我有机会向各位传讲神的话语。
Today's passage comes from Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 11.
今天上帝的经文来自于腓立比书第一章一至十一节。腓立比书第一章一至十一节，由我来宣读上帝的话语。耶稣基督的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住往腓立比在耶稣基督里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神，每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的，因你们常在我心里，无论我是在捆锁之中，是辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。我所祷告的，就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分辨是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。
When the Apostle Paul was imprisoned in Rome, the church he had planted in Philippi sent gifts to comfort him as he sat in chains.
当使徒保罗被囚禁在罗马期间，他先前在腓立比建立的教会便送来礼物，以安慰深陷困锁的他。
It's Paul's reception of these gifts that occasioned the letter that we just read.
正是保罗收到这些礼物，促使他写下了我们今天所读到的这封书信。
As he begins his letter to the Philippians, the purpose of today's passage is twofold.
在给腓立比信众的书信的开篇，今日的经文的目的有两方面。
First, Paul begins his letter by thanking God for the work he has begun in the Philippians and thatGod will bring it to completion.
第一，保罗为神已经在腓立比信众里面所开始的工作献上感恩，并且必将这工作成就。
And second, he prays for their perseverance in the faith until Jesus Christ returns.
第二，保罗为腓立比信徒祷告，求神使他们能够在信仰上持守到底，直到耶稣基督再来的日子。
Because of this division in the text, the sermon has two main sections. One, gratitude for God's good work, and two, Paul's prayer for perseverance.
基于今天这段经文的结构划分，讲道主要分为两个部分。第一，神善工，为神善工所献的感恩，保罗为监人所做的祷告。
This first section, gratitude for God's good work, will focus on verses 1 through 8.
我们的第一部分为神善工所献的感恩，主要聚焦于经文的第一至第八节。
After greeting the church with grace and peace, Paul then erupts with thanksgiving.
保罗以恩惠与平安向教会问候之后，随即便发出满心的感恩。
He says that whenever he remembers the Philippians, every time he prays for them, he can't help but thank God for them.
他说，每逢当他想起腓立比信徒的时候，每逢为他们祷告的时候，都情不自禁地为他们感谢神。
And he prays with them with a joy that comes from the fact that the Philippians have continued to partner with Paul in spreading the gospel to the nations.
保罗为他们祷告时满怀喜乐，这喜乐源于腓立比信徒一直与他同工，将这福音传扬给万邦万国。
It was the Philippians' generous financial contributions that helped to make Paul's ministry even possible.
正是腓立比信众慷慨的金钱的奉献，才使得保罗的事工得以进行。
Because of their loving commitment to Christ, his gospel, and his church, Paul rejoiced.
因着他们对基督、对福音以及对教会的爱心的委身，保罗便满心的喜乐。
In verse 6, Paul gives yet another reason for his thanksgiving.
在第六节中，保罗又给出了一个感恩的理由。
He thanks God because he is sure of this one thing, that the same God who began a good work in them will also bring it to completion.
他感恩上帝，因为他对这一点是深信不疑的。那位在他们心中开始了善工的上帝，也必将这善工成全。
God always finishes what he starts.
上帝总是会完成他所开始的事。
He will never forsake the work he has begun with his own hands.
他的手也绝不会撇下他亲手所开始的工作。
But what is this work of God that he has begun?
那么上帝所开始的这项工作究竟是什么呢？
This good work of God is nothing less than your own salvation.
上帝的这善工并非其他，这正是你自身的救恩。
And when did this work begin?
那么这项工作是何时开始的呢？
It began no later than when you heard the Holy Gospel proclaimed to you, and when the Holy Spirit of God kindled in your faith, in your heart, true faith in Christ.
它最迟是始于你听到这圣洁福音向你宣讲的时候，以及上帝。这圣灵在你心中点燃对耶稣基督真信心的时候。
It began when you first believed the good news that Jesus Christ lived the perfect life that you can't, that he suffered unto death the punishment for your sins that you deserved, that he rose from the grave having satisfied the wrath of God towards you, and that he ascended to the right hand of the Father as your Redeemer and Lord.
它始于你初信这福音之时，耶稣基督活出了你无法活出的完全的生命。基督受苦至死，承担了本该由你承担的罪的刑罚。他从坟墓中死而复活，平息了神对你所发的愤怒，并且他已升入高天，坐在父神的右边，做你的救赎者与主。
You have been made holy by the blood of Christ and set apart from the world to live holy lives unto Him.
你们已经借着耶稣基督的宝血成为圣洁，从世上分别出来，为要活出圣洁的生活，归荣耀给神。
God himself has made you his holy possession.
神亲自使你们成为他圣洁的产业。
Even your own faith is a gift from God produced in you by the Holy Spirit.
就连你们自身的信心也是神借着他的圣灵在你们里面所赐下的礼物。
Because the Spirit has given you this faith, God now sees you as if you had suffered the full penalty for your sins and as if you had lived the perfectly obedient life that Jesus Christ did on your behalf.
正是因为圣灵赐给你们这份信心，神如今看你们，就如同你们已经亲自承担了自己罪的全部的刑罚，又如同你们已经活出了耶稣基督替你们所活出的那样完全顺服的一生。
We often refer to this great exchange as our justification before God.
我们通常把这奇妙的交换称作我们在神面前的称义。
This faith through which you are justified, however, isn't the only result of God's work within you.
然而，使你称义的这种信心，并不是神在你里面所做工作的唯一的结果。
From the moment you first believed, God also began producing in you a genuine sorrow for sin and a wholehearted willingness to live for Him.
从你初信的那一刻起，神也开始在你心里面生发对罪真正的忧伤，以及一颗全心全意愿意为他而活的心。
This is the start of what we commonly call sanctification.
这就是我们常说的成圣的开端。
This is the lifelong process of God's Spirit making you more and more like Jesus.
这是一个一生之久的过程，上帝的圣灵正在使你越来越像耶稣基督。
When you first believed, God's work had only just begun.
当你初信之时，上帝的工作才刚刚开始。
We know from our own experiences that there's a lot more work to be done.
我们从自身的经历可以窥见，我们还有许多工作尚未有完成。
It's not uncommon for Christians to feel like they're not making any progress in this Christian life.
基督徒觉得自己在自己的属灵生活当中毫无长进，这种情况是并不罕见的。
It's not uncommon for Christians to backslide, to fall into past sins, or to even fall into repeated sins week after week.
基督徒背道而驰，并且重蹈覆辙，周而复始的陷入同样的罪中，这种情况也并不罕见。
It's even possible for Christians to commit serious and outrageous sins that offend God and cause them to doubt God's grace toward them.
基督徒甚至可能会犯下令人发指的罪，这些罪不仅冒犯了上帝，而且也会使他们向上帝所施的恩典产生怀疑。
First of all,It's important to know that Christ has already removed the penalty for your sins through the blood of the cross.
首先我们必须明白，耶稣基督已经借着十字架的宝血赎去了罪的刑罚。
There's nothing that you can do to make yourself any purer than the robes of righteousness that you already wear in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，无论你做什么都不能使自己比你在耶稣基督里已经披戴的公义的义袍更加的纯洁。
No Christian, no matter how far you have fallen, is beyond the grace of God.
所以无论你堕落到何种的地步，没有一个基督徒是在神恩典所不能触及的范围之外的。
Second, our passage reminds us, God is not finished with you yet.
其次，这段经文提醒我们，上帝对你的工作尚未完成。
In this life, even the holiest have only a small beginning.
即使是最圣洁的人，在这一生也只不过开始了一点点的工作。
But this small beginning is evidence of one thing, that God will finish what He has started.
但这小小的开端却证明了一件事，上帝必会完成他所开始的工作。
You won't reach perfection in this life.
你在今生是无法得着完全的。
But you will in the next.
但你在来世可以达到。
God will fully complete His work to deliver you, body and soul, when Christ returns.
就是当基督再来的时候，神必完全成就他拯救你的工作，无论是你的身体还是灵魂。
On that day,You will be fully sanctified, perfected, and raised with glorified bodies, just like Christ's.
到那日，你将完全成圣，得着完全，并且得着荣耀的身体，正如基督荣耀的身体一样。
At this time of glorification, as we call it, God's work will be complete, and in your own glory, you will be made without hindrance to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
在那我们所称之为得荣耀的时候，神的工作将完全的成就。那时你将毫无阻拦的荣耀神，并且以他为乐，直到永远。
In verse 7, Paul states that the Philippians have partaken with him in the grace of his gospel ministry and have actively supported his gospel ministry.
在第七节中，保罗指出，腓立比信徒曾与他一同分享福音事工的恩典，并积极支持这项事工。
The Philippians' personal and missional love that they have exhibited are the fruit of their sincere faith in Christ.
腓立比信徒所展现出的个人之爱以及宣教之爱，正是他们对基督真实信心所结的果实。
This spiritual fruit, which had been clear evidence of their faith, stirred Paul's affections toward them and increased his confidence that God will continue to sanctify them in the Spirit.
这属灵的果子曾是他们信仰的明确证实，它激起了保罗对他们深厚的情感，也加增了他们对上帝必会继续借着圣灵使他们成圣的信心。
Where God has started His good work, He has also promised to finish it.
上帝既然开始了他的善工，他就应许必会成就他。
In verse 8, Paul swears an oath before God.He professes his intense longing for them, and he compares his own affection with Christ's affection for them.
在第八节中， 保罗在神面前起誓，表达了他对腓立比信徒的深切思念，并将自己对他们的爱与基督的爱，基督对他们的爱所相提并论。
Paul loves them with an intensity not merely because of their love for him, but because of their love for Christ.
保罗如此的深爱他们，不仅是因为他们爱他，更是因为他们爱基督。
This is the love of a pastor who loves his sheep because they are Christ's sheep.
这就是一位牧者对羊群的爱，他爱这些羊，正因为他们是基督的羊。
Likewise, all Christians are called to love with the same love that Christ has shown them.
同样，所有的基督徒都蒙召，要以基督的爱去爱他们。
Just as I have loved you, Christ says, you also are to love one another.
正如基督所说的，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
This brings us to our final section of the sermon, Paul's prayer for perseverance.
这便引出了本章讲到的最后一部分，保罗为坚忍所做的祷告。
This section will focus on verses 9 through 11.
这一部分主要聚焦于的经文是第九节至第十一节。
In verse 9, Paul returns to the topic of prayer to specify exactly what it is that he prays for when he prays for the Philippians.
在第九节的经文当中，保罗再次回到祷告的话题，具体说明他为腓立比信徒祷告时所求的是什么。
He prays that their love might abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, withthe goal that they might approve what is excellent, he says.
他祷告腓立比的信徒在爱心的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使他们能够分辨是非。
Right knowledge is necessary because in order to have discernment, you must first know what is right.
正确的知识是必不可少的，因为想要具备分辨力，首先必须知道什么是正确的。
In fact, discernment is knowledge put into practice.
事实上，分辨力就是将知识付诸实践。
Discernment is key to the Christian life because love is essential to the Christian life.
分辨力对于基督徒的生活至关重要，因为爱是基督徒生活的核心。
True knowledge and true discernment always result in love for both God and neighbor.
真正的知识和真正的分辨力必然结出爱的果子，使人更加爱神，也更加爱邻舍。
The purpose, Paul states, for their increase in love is so that in verse 10, they might be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ.
正如在第十节中所说的，保罗指出他们的爱心不断增长的目的是为了好叫他们能够分别何为至善，并且在基督再来的日子成为纯全无可指摘的人，借着耶稣基督结满公义的果子，使一切荣耀和赞美都归给神。
If by the words pure and blameless, Paul's referring to the sort of sinless perfection and righteousness that makes you worthy of God's favor, thenIf that's the case, then that can only be because you are dressed in Christ's perfect righteousness.
如果保罗所说的纯全无可指摘是指那种毫无罪污完全的义，这使人配得神的恩典的话，那么这只能是因为你披戴了耶稣基督完全的公义。
Here, however, Paul's not so much describingHow you are justified before God, but instead he's actually describing our moral state when we're finally fully sanctified by His Spirit and glorified in Christ.
然而保罗在此并非主要描述我们如何在神面前被称义，而是描述我们在被圣灵完全成圣，并在基督里得荣耀时的光景。
To be pure means being sincere.Innocent and without hidden motives.
纯全意味着真诚、无辜且没有隐藏的动机。
To be blameless means avoiding sin and avoiding giving offense to others.
无可指摘是指远离罪恶，避免冒犯他人。
In this way, purity and blamelessness are two examples of the sort of fruit of righteousness that Paul mentions in verse 11.
由此可见，纯全与无可指摘，正是保罗在十一节中所提到的公义的果子的两个列证。这些公义的果子，无非是因信所产生的善功。
These fruits of righteousness are simply good works produced in faith.
这些公义的果子，无非是因信所产生的善功。
In Revelation, John describes the church, the bride of Christ, as clothed in fine linen, which he describes as the righteous deeds of the saints.
在启示录中，约翰将教会基督的心腹描述为身着细麻衣，并将其解释为这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
This is what Paul has in mind in his prayer when he speaks of being filled with the fruit of righteousness, specifically on the day of Christ.
保罗在祷告中所提到的，在基督的日子充满公义的果子，心中所想的画面正是这一幅。
When you stand before the whole world on the day of judgment, having already been acquitted by the blood of Christ, you'll stand with all the fruits of the Spirit that you have produced in this life.
当你在审判日站在全世界面前之时，你已因基督的宝血而被宣告无罪，那时你将带着今生所结出的圣灵的果子站在那里。
And you will be vindicated as having persevered to the end.Pure and blameless.
你也将被显明为一位持守信心到底、纯全、无可指摘的人。
Perseverance in the faith doesn't earn eternal life, but you who already have eternal life in Christ, you will persevere to the end.
在信心中的坚忍，并不是赚取永生的条件，但你们这些在基督里已经拥有永生的人，必会持守到底。
You will persevere because God is preserving you.
我们圣徒之所以能够坚守到底，正是因为神正在保护、护理我们。
But when speaking about these fruits of righteousness, let's not forget where they come from.
当我们在讨论这些公义的果子之时，我们不要忘记他们是从何而来。
They come through Jesus Christ.
他们是借着耶稣基督而来的。
Christ is the true vine, and only when you are engrafted in him by faith do you begin to produce genuine spiritual fruit.
基督是真葡萄树，只有当你凭着信心与基督连结之时，你才会开始真正的结出属灵的果子。
All righteousness, whether Christ's perfect righteousness imputed to you or your imperfect righteousness that you produce in the Spirit. All righteousness depends on faith and comes through Jesus Christ.
一切的义，无论是归算给你的基督完全的义，还是圣灵在你里面所结出的义，还有虽然不完全却真实的义，这一切的义都是靠着信心，并且借着基督而来的。
Your heavenly Father delights to produce good works in you to his glory and praise.
你们的天父喜悦在你们里面所成就美善的作为，为要彰显他的荣耀和赞美。
So as you go about your week, loving and serving your friends and family, forsaking sin and performing good works, this is the work of God, who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
所以当你们在这一周里爱护并服侍亲友，弃绝罪恶，并行各样的善事的时候，这一切都是因为神在你们心里运行，为要使你们立志行事，都成就他的美意。
God's not finished with you yet, so take heart.
神在你们身上的工作尚未成就，所以弟兄姊妹请放心。
God will finish what he has started.
神必成全他已经开始的工作。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Our merciful and loving Heavenly Father, your love endures forever and your purposes shall forever be established. You have chosen us in Christ and you have placed your faith within us as a guarantee, that you will bring to completion the salvation that we have already received. Cause your faith to bear fruits of righteousness this week for your glory and the good of our neighbors. Amen.
我们慈爱的天父，你的慈爱永远长存，你的旨意永远坚立不移。你在基督里拣选了我们，并将你的圣灵放在我们里面，作为你必将将我们已经蒙恩的救恩带入完全的保证。求你使我们的信心在这周结出公义的果子，使荣耀归于你，也使我们的灵舍得到益处。奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。